Good morning. It's 7 a.m. on Friday. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with the latest information on Hurricane Irene. Hurricane Irene is now in the open Atlantic waters east of Florida, moving north at 15 miles an hour towards the North Carolina coast. Tropical storm force winds are now approaching the coastal waters of the Carolinas, and the outer rain bands and the squally weather will be on shore later today in that area. We now have hurricane warnings in effect for all of North Carolina northward through Sandy Hook, New Jersey, and a hurricane watch is now in effect north of Sandy Hook all the way around to the mouth of the Merrimack River, covering most of the coastline of the Northeast. Hurricane conditions overnight in the eastern Carolina are expected, with dangerous storm surge perhaps as high as 5 to 10 feet above normal tide levels. Too early to say specifics on the tides, but we're certain we're going to have tidal impacts and possible dangerous storm surge, depending on the exact track of the center, whether it's just inland the coast, just offshore. More details on that as we get closer to the landfall. All of the eastern seaboard is going to be impacted by the strong winds and the very heavy rain as Irene moves northward. The soils are saturated up here, so I think we're going to see even more tree loss and power outages caused by that tree loss as Irene moves through. Timing of the event is today and tonight for the Carolinas, Mid-Atlantic on Saturday, New England on Sunday. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.